So I really don't think it's unusual for someone to masturbate in their living room. I have a nice chair there. It's all cozy. But I guess the downside is that maybe I'm not that vigilant about closing my blinds. There's not many places close enough to see in, and I figured I'd notice if it happened. Well, I guess I did notice, eventually. I don't know how long you'd been watching before I saw you. Even that first time, I wasn't even sure. Imagine my surprise, having a little quickie in my living room, and I look up to see a figure in the far window. I really convinced myself you couldn't see me, that it was too far, that the thing you were holding to your face wasn't binoculars. When I saw that movement, that little back and forth, I couldn't believe it. You were getting off right there in the window. The idea that you might be looking at me, and it had such an effect on you. I told myself there was no way you could see me from there. Total coincidence, it was happening at the exact same time I was. It was easier, safer, I guess, to pretend it was only turning me on because it was just a fantasy. Did you notice me trying to stare back? Oh, I tried so hard not to be obvious about it, but I could only just barely see you. I could tell what you were doing, though. And when you started to speed up, Did you notice I came quicker that day? Oh, it was the best orgasm I'd had in a while. As I was coming down, you disappeared, which made me wonder if there had been someone there at all. Maybe it was just my horny brain imagining a shape in the far window. But right as I was about to get up, you passed by the window again, looking over at me just for a second, and pulled the shade down. When I finally got up, my legs were still shaking. I thought it was the idea of watching that made me so hot. But no, not really. Thinking you were getting off on it, just looking at me. Yeah. Well, that was it. Before I left the room, I nudged my chair, just a little, towards the window. Not enough that you'd have the clearest view next time, but a little better than before. Would you notice? I guess I wanted to preserve the illusion a little, pretend it was still an accident. There was a part of me that was afraid you'd stop if you knew I knew. On a whim, I ordered a sex toy before bed that night. Rush delivery. When I left home the next morning, I found an envelope stuck under the door. I grabbed it and didn't think twice, probably a notice about the community event or trash pickup. But when I opened that envelope at work, turned the chair the rest of the way. That was all you had written. No name. No signature. Just one line in neat, tidy handwriting. That was all I could think about that day. That night, I tried to pretend I was casually watching TV, but I couldn't possibly tell you what was on. But then, there it was. Your shade opened, and there you were again, watching me. Was it my imagination, or was there a little more light behind you? I guess no more illusion. You were watching me, and you wanted me to know. How many evenings did I lay there sprawled out on the chair, not getting off? And did you get bored, or did you still watch me just loafing around? Maybe I test that sometime, but I couldn't deny you now. The open letter was on the coffee table next to me. I made sure to lay it there where you'd be able to see it. And I got up and pulled my chair further around to face the window. It would be useless for watching TV, but it was the thrill of doing what you asked. Not even asked. Told. I didn't turn it quite all the way. There was some small part of me that didn't want to bear it all yet. That's sneaky yet killed me. But I settled back and draped one leg over the arm of the chair. I wanted to. I knew it already. I started slower that night, teasing, stretching, unbuttoning and letting my shirt fall just casually open. From this angle, I could more discreetly watch what you were doing, and I could feel myself clench just looking at you. You weren't even touching yourself yet. I wanted so much to know what you were thinking. Was it working? Watching me drag my nails down my thighs? Was it driving you as crazy as it was me? By the time I slid my hand into my panties, I was already soaked. And there, my reward, the movement of your hand at your pants, and then the steady rocking motion of your arm in front of you. A shudder went through me to see it, and my back arched hard. I almost came. I knew you still couldn't see much, just my head thrown back, one hand thrust down the front of my pajama pants, the other hand wandering. Did you wish it was your hand tracing up my stomach, your fingers pinching my nipple? Was that? Did you start stroking faster? The letter lay next to me on the table. I don't know why. I picked it up and I pressed it to my face. Could I smell you in it? Some trace of the person watching me. I slid the folded paper down my body. Oh, I wish you could see the goosebumps it left. Did you wish it were your lips? What were you thinking about, Watcher? I shimmied my pajamas and my panties halfway down my hips to give me better access. Not far enough to show you much, but you'd know. I wondered if it was my imagination that I could see your hips pump into your hand. Oh, I was so close already. I completely lost the pretense of watching you discreetly. I could have dragged it out further, but... I came so hard, I thought I was going to fall out of the chair. God, in the afterglow where all I could hear was my own breath. I watched you step back from your window and you vanished into the shadows. That night I dreamt of you. Feeling your eyes on me as I went about my day. Work, groceries, cleaning. Never touching, but moving around me like a shadow. Devouring me from every angle. Oh God, I woke up so wet. It almost didn't seem worth it to get off without you. The toy I ordered was due that day, but there was no way you could know that. But when I opened the door, there was a note tucked under. 10 o'clock. And a phone number. Oh, I spent the day clenching my thighs under my desk. 10 o'clock. A little earlier than last night. God, the phone number. That meant you would have mine if I called. It was another little nick in the anonymity. The reminder that a real person was on the other end of those binoculars. A person who had good handwriting. A daily life outside of what had become our little routine. Oh, but the thought of you hearing? Having more than just distantly watching you stroke yourself to the view of me spreading my legs in front of that window. I told myself I thought about the risks, all the reasons not to do it. But there was never any question that at 10 o'clock that night, oh, I would be calling you. I couldn't stop thinking about it through my day. God, it was hell trying to act like a normal person when my panties were absolutely dripping. They still were when I approached my chair that night. Silky black bag in hand. Unpacked, charged. Completely ready. I was a little early, but as soon as I sat down, you appeared. Are you waiting for me? Were you as nervous as I was? You couldn't know what I was about to open. The binoculars came up and I felt my nipples prick against my nightshirt. Could you see me biting my lips as I pulled open the back? My breath coming faster as I pulled out to finally present my new toy to you. Blushing and giggling like it was a prize I'd won. I checked the clock. Not quite 10. I hoped you could see me smile. I kissed the toy gently and gave it big, swirling laps of my tongue. I could see you lean forward and brace against the window. I imagined you against my window instead of yours. So tantalizingly close, but still just watching, wanting, and watching. I took my time with the toy, licking and teasing up and down. You still weren't touching yourself yet, but I felt like I could see the tension vibrating through your body. And then, it was 10. I stopped and I put the toy in my lap. I picked up the phone and dialed. I held my breath when you picked up and said nothing on the other end. I could see the silhouette of the phone on your hand. When you gently laid it on the surface next to you, I could hear the thump of it settling down. You could probably hear my breath shaking as I put it on speaker and set it down next to me. I laid back and finally spread completely for you. Everything removed. God, I was already soaking, and the toy slipped along so easily. Could you see me shaking? How badly I wanted more. I couldn't tell you why I held back, only that I needed to tease myself for you. When I finally pushed it inside, the toy made my back arch, and I bucked against it. I closed my eyes, I couldn't help it, and lost sight of you for just a moment. The moan slipped out, and it took me a whole couple seconds to realize you would have heard it. Oh, I looked at the phone, and I couldn't help but whimper. I could just faintly hear the sounds of you stroking yourself. God, and it only made me moan louder. I fucked myself harder, and I imagined matching the pace you stroked yourself to. I don't know when I started begging. I don't know what I was begging for. Maybe I do it when I'm alone and I don't even realize. But the noises you gave me as I was moaning into the phone, were almost too much. As I laid there spread open for you, bucking into the toy, I fucked into myself over and over, trying so hard to keep my eyes on you. Even as the sound of your wet strokes filled my ears, I couldn't help it. I wanted to make it last just a little bit longer. But I came with a long, loud, please. God, but you kept going. Your little moans and gasps, they didn't stop. You were still going. I couldn't help it. I started again. It was almost too much. My toes curled and I whimpered at the stimulation. And there, I heard it from you. Another little moan. You like that? Oh, God. I was losing my mind trying to keep going. Was it too much for you, too? Did you just need it that bad? My legs were shaking and it was too much and just not enough. But the sound of you, faster, louder. God, I could see you pumping into your hand, your hips bucking. Oh, God, when you came, I thought I might again, too. God, I just wanted to pass out. I might have if I let myself. Were you going to say something? I didn't know if I should. But you hung up then. I was disappointed, but also glad. You stayed out the window for another minute. Long enough that I started to blush. After all that, this is what felt so penetrating. And then you stepped back and I lost you. but the blind stayed up. Now that your eyes were off of me, I could get up to clean myself off. Made a complete mess of myself. Maybe I'd write you a note this time.